That was the Fritz Kreisler arrangement of the Giuseppe Tartini Violin Sonata No. 4 in G Minor Opus 1, nicknamed the Devil's Trill Sonata. It came to him in a dream. Gil Shaham, violinist, with Jonathan Feldman at the piano. Next, we'll hear a symphony by Haydn, and then a fantasy for violin and orchestra by Robert Schumann with Anna-Sophie Mutter, violinist. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, highlighting programming, news, and Kansas City happenings with our e-newsletters. More at kansascitypbs.org/subscribe. And from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Here's the orchestra of the 18th century using instruments of Haydn's time for the Symphony No. 82 in C major from 1786 on KPR.
Thank you.
One of the Haydn symphonies, number 82 in C major from 1786, with Franz Bruggen and the orchestra of the 18th century. We'll have some ghostly music in the next hour, music from The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, William Bolcom's Three Ghost Rags, and two settings, two musical settings of the poem, The that involves a ghost. The short poem is My Team Plowing from A Shropshire Lad. Lots of great music still to come this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Support for the music comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire Street, rain or shine. And from the Green Lady Lounge and the Black Dolphin Lounge in Kansas City, featuring KC jazz musicians playing their original compositions. Information at greenladylounge.com. Next is Opus 131 by Schumann. Here's Robert Schumann's Fantasy for Violin and Orchestra on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Opus 131 by Robert Schumann, written for a then very young 22-year-old famous violinist of the time, Josef Joachim. That was Schumann's fantasy for violin and orchestra. Here we've just heard the New York Philharmonic and Anna-Sophie Mutter as the violinist. More music in just a little bit after the news, and right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Vice President Harris is blasting former President Trump after he said he'd protect women whether they, quote, like it or not.
It actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies. And this is just the latest on a series of reveals by the former president of how he thinks about women.
The Democratic nominee speaking to reporters a short time ago in Wisconsin, where both she and Trump held dueling rallies yesterday. With Election Day drawing near, Harris has put reproductive rights at the forefront of her campaign. She says the race is tight, the stakes are high, and she's running like the underdog. Meanwhile, former President Trump is keeping up his attacks on the Biden-Harris administration's policies on immigration, the economy, and other key issues top of mind for many of his supporters. In Pennsylvania, a state case against Elon Musk's $1 million a day giveaway to registered swing state voters is on hold. Lawyers for Musk filed a notice requesting the case be moved to federal court. The state judge held a brief proceeding today in Philadelphia to hear from both sides. Musk failed to appear as ordered. The billionaire, who is a Trump supporter, and his political action committee argue a Philadelphia prosecutor's lawsuit interferes with core political speech. The prosecutor says the giveaways amount to an illegal lottery to sway votes ahead of Election Day. In Spain, at least 95 people have died from the storm that devastated entire towns in the eastern part of the country. Flash floods turned streets into rivers. It swept cars away. NPR's Miguel Macias has the latest from Seville.
The latest piece of distressing news came late Wednesday when the Spanish Civil Guard confirmed the death of a 34-year-old woman and her baby. They were trying to drive away from Paiporta, a town in the region of Valencia. Valencia has borne the brunt of this storm. The vast majority of the reported deaths are from the area. There's still an unknown number of people missing. Authorities said the worst of the storm is now over, but some parts of the country are still under alert. In the northeast, Catalonia, and the southwest, Andalusia. Today is the first of 3 days of mourning declared by the government. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is visiting some of the devastated areas in Valencia today. Miguel Macias, NPR News, Seville, Spain.
Meanwhile, operations continue in northern Gaza, the Israeli military intensifying its ground operations against a Palestinian militant group, Hamas. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 332 points, or roughly 0.75%, at 41,809. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, featuring the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness, with off-road capability and 9.3 inches of ground clearance, designed for adventure seekers. Learn more at Subaru.com/wilderness. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at KansasCityZoo.org. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting attorneys Ed Duckers and Pedro Iragnare for their program, The Counselors, Thursday, November 14th, 6:30 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
Thank you.
intense music by Giuseppe Verdi. That's the overture from his opera, The Force of Destiny. That was the Sophia Radio Symphony Orchestra. Good morning. It's KPR. It's 11:13 on this Halloween morning. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR. Next, by Bernard Herrmann. Here is the main title and the end from the 1940s film, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Thank you.
some movie music on Halloween morning from Bernard Herrmann from the score of The Ghost and Mrs. Muir from the mid-1940s. That was Paul Bateman in the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence. Stoneback, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at StonebeckAppliance.com, where they've got your back. And from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th Annual Zoo Lights, beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. Next, we'll hear Three Ghost Rags by William Bolcom. There's kind of a funny story about how these rags for piano got their names. Just a few years ago, William Bolcom said that the Graceful Ghost was written in memory of his father's death in 1970. So when Paul Jacobs was recording them, he'd say, well, shall we do those three ghost rags? And the name just kind of stuck. So after they were named that, William Bolcom came up with individual names for them. We'll hear them next on KPR as played by Paul Jacobs. Let's hear Graceful Ghost, Poltergeist, and Dream Shadows.
Thank you.
The music of William Bolcom, Three Ghost Drags, Graceful Ghost, Poltergeist, and Dream Shadows, played by Paul Jacobs this Halloween morning here on KPR. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olesburg, Junction City, Abilene, kansaspublicradio.org. Well, next on KPR is Rayfun Williams' musical setting of a poem by from a Shropshire lad from World War I era, actually written a little bit before that, but it became very popular during the time of World War I when so many young men were out in action. The singer here, tenor Ian Bostridge, has to take the part of two characters, a young man and the other character is a recently deceased young man, and they're having a conversation.
Thank you. I foretold to leave, and as she tired of weeping, as she lies down at eve, she lies not down. And pine, and as he found to sleep in a better bed than mine, misled, I lie easy, I lie as that you choose, I see.
The London Philharmonic Orchestra accompanying tenor Ian Bostridge for the Ray Vaughan Williams setting of Is My Team Plowing. Let's hear the same poem next in the musical setting by George Butterworth. Here it is for baritone and piano, the same poem from A Shropshire Lad, Is My Team Plowing, beginning with the ghost again talking to his living friend and maybe asking too many questions.
Is my friend
Ghost, with the poetry of A.E. Housman from A Shropshire Lad. That was George Butterworth's setting of Is My Team Plowing, with the always great Bren Terfel, baritone, who singing also acts out the song, and Malcolm Martineau at the piano. Good morning. It's about 16 and a half minutes before 12 noon. You know, you have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station so your gift can continue to provide classical music and the public radio product to everyone. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR also comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. Let's round out the hour with music by Richard Wagner. Here's the prelude to Act One, the very beginning music to Parsifal, on KPR.
Thank you.
from Wagner's last opera, Parsifal, about Percival and the search for the Holy Grail. That was the prelude to Act One of Parsifal here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson has more music ahead, as usual, from noon to 3 on KPR. In that prelude, we heard Adrian Bolt's London Symphony Orchestra on this Halloween morning here on KPR.
Halloween, which means it's time to scare ourselves on purpose by watching horror movies.
A lot of us, we find that kind of refreshing extreme, like, oh my gosh, okay, I feel more alive from watching extreme horror films.
I'm Ilse Chang. A horror filmmaker tells us her favorite films of the year on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Be part of that at 3 o'clock right here on KPR. And at 7, it's a special Classics Live with a Halloween show with Destiny Ann Mermegan. And then Destiny, of course, has some Halloween treats starting at 8 o'clock here on KPR. Where support for the news comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century. It's Wednesday, November 13th, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. And from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100. It's a minute into our noon hour. Good afternoon. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. As the presidential candidates campaign in swing states of the southwestern U.S. for the hearts and minds of undecided registered voters, there's a particular group that could have an outsized impact on this year's race, senior voters. Those over the age of 50 have high turnout rates, and traditionally they lean Republican, but this year polling by the AARP shows them to be evenly divided. NPR's Don Gagne reports on the gender gap.
Women overwhelmingly back Vice President Harris, men former President Donald Trump. Both groups cite the economy as the top concern. Mark Cicchetti, who is 65 years old, was at a Trump rally in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Everything you save for is going to just get eaten up by inflation. I feel it right now because I'm not making an income. And my savings is just dwindling.
Senior women also see protecting reproductive freedom as vital. Gail Siegel of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, backs Harris.
I mean, I marched for all the women's rights, ERA, with my children, and it looks like here I am in this year, 2024, doing that again.
Another thing older voters tell pollsters, they feel invisible to the campaigns. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Elon Musk's million-dollar voter giveaway case is moving to federal court. No ruling was issued at a hearing today in Pennsylvania after lawyers for the billionaire entrepreneur and his pro-Trump super PAC filed to have the case moved on the grounds that the suit against Musk may violate federal law. John Summers, a lawyer for the Philadelphia district attorney who sued to get Musk's million-dollar giveaway blocked, describes the next step.
We will proceed to federal court, and we will address the issues there and seek to have the matter remanded back to the state court.
Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner alleges Musk's giveaway to registered voters in swing states is an illegal lottery scheme to influence votes in Pennsylvania. Musk, who backs Trump, argues anyone of any party is eligible for the prize. One of Ukraine's top defense officials says the military is planning to draft another 160,000 men in the country over the next few weeks. Here's NPR's Joanna Gissis.
Oleksandr Litvinenko, who is the secretary of Ukraine's National Security Council, told Parliament about the new conscription drive. He said more than a million Ukrainian men have already been drafted, but units on the front line are understaffed. Ukraine badly needs more troops. Russian forces are breaking through Ukrainian defenses in the east. The Pentagon says North Korea has deployed troops to Russian regions bordering Ukraine.
That's NPR's Joanna Kakissis reporting from Kyiv. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 200 points, or roughly 0.5%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm with the new podcast series, Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Rene Haas talks to tech company leaders like Jensen Huang and NVIDIA, who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 31st. Some monstrous stars decorate the Halloween sky this evening. They're in Perseus, which is low in the northeast at nightfall, but passes directly overhead in the wee hours of the morning. The constellation is marked by a couple of ribbons of moderately bright stars. In mythology, Perseus rescued the princess Andromeda from a nasty sea monster. In one version of the story, he turned the monster to stone by showing him the head of Medusa, one of the Gorgons, monsters in their own right. Four stars in the constellation are tied to that story. Together, they're known as the Gorgons. And the most impressive of the four is quite the monster. Gorgonia Tertia, the third Gorgon, is entering the final stage of its life. It converted the original hydrogen fuel in its core to helium, then converted the helium to carbon and oxygen. The core isn't hot enough to continue the process, though, so it's no longer generating energy. But it's hot enough to push on the layers of gas around it, making the star puff up to enormous proportions. Today, Gorgonia Tertia is roughly 150 times wider than the Sun. In the near future, on the astronomical timescale, the star will get even bigger and brighter. After that, it will eject its outer layers, creating a colorful bubble. But the bubble will quickly expand so much that it'll fade from view. That will leave only the star's hot but dead core. A meek end for a monstrous star. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico. Exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter, beginning things with music from the French waltz master Emil Waldteufel, and a waltz known as Flowers and Kisses. To welcome you to our noon hour of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have taken over, and coming up this hour, Rachel Button Pine, a marvelous violinist. We'll hear her in a suite by William Grant Still, not to mention Prokofiev in his first piano concerto. That's all just ahead. We'll have another go-around with the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic. Conductor Adrian Leeper takes over to hear some music from a British composer, more specifically a Scottish composer born in the mid-19th century, one Granville Bantock, who came somewhat late to the world of music after pursuing a career in chemical engineering until about the age of 20. In 1888, he entered the Royal Academy of Music, where he swiftly progressed in his skills as a composer and conductor. He was eventually one of the founders of the Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. Here's an orchestral creation from the late 19th century, Bantock's Old English Suite, next on KPR. Thank you.
Thank you.
from Granville Bantuck, an Old English Suite for Orchestra, performed by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, led by Adrian Leeper, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:30. Music of Sergei Prokofiev, his first piano concerto, coming up in just under 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Iniquitoria, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, C.G. Jung suggested that dreams are intentional messages from the unconscious that, when interpreted correctly, provide balance and guidance in life. More at workingwithdreams.com. And the Lead Center, presenting the Swiss pantomime Playful Performance Art of Momentchance, 50 years, Sunday, November 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. At the KU campus, it is 52 degrees. Today's high should be around 58, skies sunny, and clear this evening with a low of 39. Sunny tomorrow and a bit warmer with a high of 63, and tomorrow night a low of 46, and a 30% chance of showers. Next on KPR, music created in the 1930s by William Grant Still. A suite for violin and piano. This suite is comprised of three movements, each one of which was inspired by a different sculpture created in the Harlem Renaissance. The sculptures by the name of African Dancer, Mother and Child, and Gamen. Violinist Rachel Barton Pine, along with pianist Matthew Hagel, play next on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. violinist Rachel Barton Pine and pianist Matthew Hagel together in the Suite for Violin and Piano by William Grant Still here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 12:45, 15 minutes to go until an update of news headlines from NPR. What better way to celebrate the holiday season than with KPR's Big Band Christmas, which is Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence, featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Tickets on sale at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles of Topeka. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, and the chance to host a private party or special event in a secluded igloo at the zoo. Details and reservations at topekazoo.org. We're ready for music by Sergei Prokofiev, one of his early achievements. In 1911, he was about 19 years of age when he created his first piano concerto. A few years later, he would use it to win top honors, the Anton Rubinstein Prize for Piano Accomplishments at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Prokofiev's first piano concerto, played here by the London Symphony, led by Simon Rattle, with pianist Andrei Gavrilov on KPR. completed in 1911, Sergei Prokofiev's first piano concerto, played there for us by the London Symphony Orchestra led by Simon Rattle, and pianist Andrei Gavrilov on Kansas Public Radio, where it's about time for NPR News, followed by the next hour of classical music with some selections suitable for Halloween.
It's Halloween, which means it's time to scare ourselves on purpose by watching horror movies.
A lot of us, we find that kind of refreshing extreme, like, oh my gosh, okay, I feel more alive from watching extreme horror films.
I'm Ilse Chang. A horror filmmaker tells us her favorite films of the year on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Harris and Trump campaigns look to southwestern swing states today. Notably, Arizona and Nevada have some of the largest concentrations of Latino voters in the country. And as NPR's Ben Giles reports, former President Donald Trump will also be adding a stop in New Mexico.
Trump will host afternoon rallies in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the Las Vegas suburbs before joining Tucker Carlson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in Glendale, Arizona, for an event billed as a benefit for hurricane relief. Vice President Kamala Harris will host a Get Out the Vote rally and concert in Phoenix. Later this afternoon, she heads to Reno and then Las Vegas to rally support in Nevada. With only days before the election, this may be the last chance for both Harris and Trump to deliver their closing arguments in two states that could help secure an Electoral College victory on Tuesday. Ben Giles, NPR News.
Northern Israel came under another wave of rocket attacks today, killing 7 people. The Associated Press reports 4 were foreign workers. Meanwhile, the Israeli military is telling residents in southern Lebanon to evacuate as more strikes target Hezbollah militants. A top Israeli military official says soldiers fighting multiple wars against Iran-backed militants are under strain and need more help. Here's NPR's Kat Lonsdorf.
Israel's chief of the general staff, Herzi Halevi, spoke to soldiers in northern Israel earlier this week. He acknowledged that there was strain on troops and that the Israeli military needs more forces as well as more reservists. Israel has been fighting for more than a year in Gaza with longer and longer deployments for soldiers. Last month, Israel called up even more reservists as it began its invasion into southern Lebanon. And Israel has troops regularly operating in the Israeli-occupied West Bank as well. Casualties on Israel's military are also mounting. October was one of the deadliest months for its troops in recent years. That's as, of course, civilian casualties in Gaza, Lebanon, and the West Bank are mounting as well. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A House subcommittee investigating the national response to the COVID-19 pandemic is urging the Justice Department to launch a criminal probe of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. NPR's Brian Mann reports a Republican-led panel alleges Cuomo, a Democrat, lied in testimony.
Cuomo has long faced criticism for his handling of nursing home residents hit hard by COVID-19. Republican members of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic say the former governor made criminally false statements during an interview about his role with the panel back in June. They urged the DOJ to consider criminal charges. Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. His attorneys filed their own complaint with the DOJ, claiming the House panel's work is biased. This Republican effort to bring charges against Cuomo comes as former President Donald Trump is promising to use the DOJ to prosecute political opponents if he wins next week's election. Brian Mann, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some of you will still remember that as the old theme from Alfred Hitchcock Presents, but it was originally from Charles Gounod and known as the Funeral March of a Marionette. Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra with that number taking us into our 1 o'clock hour of KPR's Classical Music. I'm Jeff Watson, and it's good to be with you as always. This hour, the Wind Players of Mazzafiato will treat us to chamber music of a great pupil by Haydn, Ignaz Josef Pleyel, and then the Cleveland Orchestra with the overture to Faust by Richard Wagner, his take on that strange tale. That's all just ahead. Kansas Public Radio continues with classical music on a Thursday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. We have for you next on KPR is a suite that Ottorino Respighi wrote in the early 20th century, in between writing his great Roman suites. He contributed this piece from a poem from 1899, one describing the ghastly ritual of a pair of witches luring an unsuspecting traveler to his death while aided by their gruesome minions. They call this the Ballad of the Gnomes. And Jeffrey Simon will lead the Philharmonia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio.